with the general form of our days and the priority, as was mentioned with the first speaker, we give plenty of mindfulness and attention to the breathing experience. And there are the various departures through thought, other ways too, but through thought that come, which may appear initially as some kind of distraction, taking me away from where I want to be. I want to be with my breath, but the thought is taking me away. It's a rather hard way of looking, because the more the wanting to be with the breath, the more pressure, then the more resistance to not being with it. And the pressure and resistance will generate a certain kind of stream of thought. So as the person pointed out, when we move away from the breath, can we just be clear enough, just for a few moments or two, to recognize in a very simple way what the stream of thinking is about? What is it about? And if one looks and say, oh, I'm just chattering my mind, it's just an imaginary conversation, it's just intellectualization, but just sees in a simple way, not very helpful. It is just a distraction, it's just an old habit. Then, quietly, rather firmly, one reconnects with the breath, and the more interest, in fact, which is love, towards the experience of breathing in and breathing out, the easier it is to just stay connected with it, just to live and to breathe and to feel life breathing in and out in this extraordinary process of organic life and the connection with it. There may be times as well when that movement of the thought is genuinely really precious and important. It may be something as simple as a reminder of something which you know is important to do in the future and you don't want to forget. So the inner life has generated enough space for you to allow some thought to arise, and you need to remember. And sometimes people just, wow, you need to remember that. Just take a note. And I personally have, of course, in the room over there, a pen, a notebook, and fresh ideas come, fresh recollections, things come, just to take the short note. There are as well a stream of thought may come, which is not wandering mind, is not something to think of about the future or about the past. But there is a genuine sense in that thinking, there is something important in it. Something is important in it. And when something is important in the thought, it could provide some insight or some clarity. But we may not know, we only have a sense, a feeling, what's important in this thinking that's going on for me? What's significant about it? But we just may not know. So it might be important at those times simply to ask. Ask, what's important here? What do I need to understand here? What is this stream of thinking saying? And it takes some sharpness if something comes to you and you say, yeah, that's what it's really about, and you see it, just to stay with that, just to acknowledge it. Don't say, ah, yes, and then spark off another whole stream of thinking. You think, oh, yeah, what was the original thing I realized? And one can't get back. So, daydreaming, fantasizing, chatter in the mind, back to the breathing. things which are valuable to remember. It could be from a talk or instruction, something in your life, you want to remember that. Afterwards, right at the end of the sit or whatever, okay, I'll take a note that will help me to remember. There. Something in the thought may carry some, you recognize some significance in it, rather than just perpetually thinking about what is this saying? What is this telling me? If something doesn't come to you immediately, it may not, if you can, return back to the breath, but keeping your heart and mind open and receptive to that stream of thought or that explosion of feeling or that sudden rush of energy or that pain in the body or whatever it might be, and you're just going to stay open and receptive to see if there's something there which is important to be clear about and to understand. So we're doing our practice, but we are not rejecting all thought. We're learning to work with it. With these various kind of questions of the daily life circumstances that take place, in this word of attachment or non-clinging, when the British translators started translating the four primary Buddhist languages, which is Pali, that's the language the Buddha spoke, Sanskrit, the sister language, Tibetan and Chinese, these are the four primary languages. The problem, as those of you who know, speak different languages, of finding a kind of suitable word to fit it. So the Pali word, which is translated as attachment, is upadana. It's literal, and therefore the meaning that when people listen to the talk 2,500 years ago, or those who knew the Pali and Sanskrit, it is to end attachment literally means to stop inflaming a situation. To stop, understand? Inflaming a situation. Nirvana is the ending of inflaming situations. When there is greed inside a human being, wanting, demanding, whatever it might be for, I want, I must have, one has inflamed the significance of what one wants. It doesn't have it of itself, one has inflamed it to a point, I must have. And that can, of course, it can bring about greed and exploitation and manipulation and corruption through the inflaming of a situation or inflaming of something. Anger, violence, reactivity is the inflaming of an event. And so when it's inflamed, comes the violence, comes the reaction, comes the attack. We've inflamed the situation. Fear is an inflaming of a situation. We can't see it clearly, so anxiety and fear. So nirvana is the human being who has ended, through wisdom and understanding, has ended inflaming of situations. And then therefore lives fearlessly and with love. And that's the best. Okay, thank you for listening.